We measure what we refer to as micronutrients. These are the trace elements that are important for the growth or productivity of the base of the food chain, the phytoplankton in the sea. And they've been shown, particularly iron is the key micronutrient, but also we are keen to establish the role of others such as cobalt and manganese in their role in mediating or governing primary production in the Southern Ocean. And this is of course associated with the drawdown of carbon dioxide by biological activity in the surface waters. We adopt a two-tiered approach. Some measurements can be made at sea, and that's probably the preferable way to go if you can. You get the direct feedback then, if you like, from measurements that you've made. But there are many measurements that are either more involved. In other words, we not only look at the total amount of a micronutrient that's present in the seawater, but we're also interested in the form of the micronutrients because it's the availability of the trace element to the phytoplankton which is quite critical to its success or its productivity, if you like, and therefore you need to know the form of the trace element. The samples, when brought back from sea, have been collected in a manner that's prevent contamination, and that's the real challenge for the work we do measuring trace elements in the sea, is we're working off a steel ship and trace metals everywhere. We've got to collect our samples in a clean manner, and once they come back to the lab, they've also got to be maintained in that way to be analysed, otherwise the contamination will destroy our results, or at least alias or bias our results, if you like. This instrument gives us the power to measure almost all the trace elements at the natural levels which they occur in seawater, and that's very low. It's really like looking for a needle in a haystack, and the levels are very challenging for most instruments. The ICP-MS has the advantage of being able to not only measure a very wide range of the trace elements, all the ones that we're really interested in, but also to measure them at the very low levels that occur naturally in seawater, and that's the important thing, to be able to measure them well at the low levels, to be able to establish how they cycle. If either we have interference from contamination or through instruments that are not suitable for the work, we cannot interpret the data effectively and get an idea how these important micronutrients cycle.